Hello and welcome to New Wave Heroes. I'm Neil, the host and producer of the show, which celebrates the best post-punk, new wave, new romantic and synth-pop music and memories from the late 70s through the 80s. If you remember those days with affection, then this is the show for you. Here's a quick preview of what you're missing out on.
Retro never sounded so good.
Right, Alex has emailed. He says, I've written a new wave song about a burrito. Well, actually, it's more of a rap. And that was Sally McLennan from The Pogues, written by Shane McGowan. And I was reading a lot of interesting facts about Shane McGowan when I was prepping the show. And I think the most interesting thing I saw was that he used to use gunpowder for toothpaste. Remember going to get a quarter of Sherbet Pips? Dear editor, can you believe this? A few weeks ago, my friend got a Cabbage Patch Kid. Unfortunately, his arm fell off, so it was sent back to the manufacturers. But yesterday, she got a box back full of, wait for it, ashes, and a note saying it had died on the operating table. Are these people total loonies? And that was from Louise in Bolton. Dear editor, I take it that you walked into Wembley Arena with a blindfold and earmuffs on when you went to watch Spandau Ballet. Go boil your head in a pot noodle. I bet you haven't heard that one for years. Vanessa Paradis and Joe Lataxi. Greg sent me a message. He says I get most of my exercise these days from shaking my head in disbelief. Yeah, me too, Greg. Me too. So if you had a time machine, would you go back to the 80s? So here's a few comments on YouTube videos I saw whilst researching the show. See what you make of these, see if you resonate with any. So here we go. What I wouldn't give to go back to that time in my life, to be young again, to see my mum again. Deacon Blue and Real Gone Kid. So this next bit's just for fun. Well, it all is really, but you know what I mean. Classic Rock magazine has listed their top 50 new wave songs of the 70s and 80s. So here's their top 20. What do you think is their number one? I hope it's a good one, because I'm going to have to play it. Here goes.
And now the most poptabulous chart countdown on the radio. The most accurate chart-tastic chart and the only chart that counts.
At number 20, Talk Talk, It's My Life. At 19... Sorry, give me a sec, I'm just talking to my producer. What do you mean I can't play that one? People will get offended. Oh well, that was Jilted John with the very cleverly titled Jilted John. It must have been a rough few months in 1978 if you were called Gordon when that was in the charts. And the song was introduced by Kid Jensen on Top of the Pops, remember him? As one of the most bizarre singles of the decade. It got to number 4 in the charts though, good fun. And if you've been affected by that song or anything else you're going to hear in the show today, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care.
Great music, great memories.
So who do you think said this about Simon Le Bon? Here we go. When I first met him a few years ago, he had a pair of pink spotted leopard skin trousers and he was just so outrageous. We weren't sure if we were doing the right thing in asking him to join us because he didn't have a brilliant voice. But a guy has either got that special it or he hasn't. Who do you think said that about Simon Le Bon? That he couldn't sing? Yeah, his bandmate Nick Rhodes. One last one. God, the music press back in the day was so cruel. Simon Le Bon is just a chubby bit of crumpet. He's not even good looking. If you just want my opinion, which you don't, of course. And Number One Itself magazine said that. So that was a few bits and pieces from Number One magazine, October 1983. This is Depeche Mode and Pleasure Little Treasure.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Sean has written in and he says, my story begins in the winter of 1981. At that time, I was working as a mechanic in a garage. And as you can imagine, all sorts of people would come in and leave their cars for repair and whatnot. One Friday, which I'll never forget, in walked what appeared to be a mother and daughter. The daughter gave me a nice smile, but I wondered who was looking after the swamp in the mother's absence. She had the sort of face that if you got a second opinion, it would still come back ugly. In fact, she reminded me of something I would draw with. And Laura says, I wonder what part of my brain that used to store people's phone numbers is doing now. I know. I can't remember phone numbers. I don't know why I went upstairs. I think if I was a car, my orange check engine light would be on.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
So there's a few clips from previous shows which have been broadcast on multiple internet stations to date and are available for download free of charge directly from this website if you wanted to schedule it on your station. To listen back to all previous shows, just click the catch up tab on the website. Thanks for stopping by.